Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, an ongoing series of first-person narratives about life on and around Fort Bragg over the last 100 years. This is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. I'm Elizabeth Friend. As a young lieutenant, Fred Black was one of only a handful of African-American officers at Fort Bragg in 1969. He remembers racial tensions rarely came to a head on post, but African-American soldiers often faced discrimination when they ventured out into the wider community.
If somebody requested a military funeral, it went to Fort Bragg, and it was an officer, a senior NCO, and six guys, and then they'd give you a bugler to go with you, and you get an army van. I think it was maybe April. We got notice that we had to go do a funeral, and I had an E6 with me, one of my squad leaders, and he happened to be white. We drive to this little town up near Ashboro, and we pull into this church lot, and my sergeant gets out. And this guy that looks like he's the minister comes out. He sees the army van, and he comes over. Okay, I'm glad you're here. And so the rest of us get out of the van. Of my six soldiers in the back of the van, four were black. I was black. And he looks. I go over to him and I say, is there a problem? And he says to me, yeah, there's a problem, so just get your black asses back on that van. You're not doing any funeral here because no black people are touching that casket. I said, okay, men, get back on the van. And of course, we had no cell phones in those days. And we drive just a few miles, and we go through this little place, and I see a phone, and I call this emergency number that's on my paperwork, and whoever answers, I tell them, services were declined. I said, what, they changed their mind? They're not having the funeral? I said, no, we have black people in the detail. And they said, no way. He said, oh, okay, well, write that in your report. So my mind's telling me, this isn't the first time this has happened. After I got off the phone, we're driving back, and it's about an hour or so back to Fort Bragg. And finally, the sergeant says, you know, sir, that's really messed up. I said, yeah. He said, I wonder if that guy that we were supposed to bury felt that way. The guy was 70 years old or something, 60 years old. And I said, well, we'll never know. It's something that I think in some ways had a benefit to it because it sent a message to the troops. You know, this whole thing in a segregated army was soldiers feeling like they, for some reason, had a fight for the right to fight. And now you've got to fight for the right to bury somebody because of some bigot who has decided that this isn't going to happen. Only the sergeant said anything. And they did what troops do, go to sleep, because they could sleep anywhere. They didn't say a word.
Retired Colonel Fred Black lives in Chapel Hill. His story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, commemorating 100 years of history through personal narratives. The series is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, go to wunc.org for more information.